Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome into the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you on a Tuesday night. Thank you very much, Joel. Good to be back with you. It is a deadline night, and we have a lot to talk about relative to the Steelers' inactivity. We're going to spend a lot more time talking about it than it probably deserves, but that's okay. Welcome. These things are fun, as always. It's a little bit more special for me coming in here on a night like this where I absolutely have something to say and I'm going to get it out of my system right off the hop. I don't like this. I don't like it one bit. I don't like what they didn't do. I thought there was an opportunity to do more. I thought they would do more. I thought they needed to do more. And the Steelers stood pat. Kyle Duggar, before last week's game, was the only move they made. I think it's wrong. I don't like it. I don't know the reason for the inactivity, and frankly, I don't care. Wide receiver, defensive line, defensive back, I thought there were areas where they could have and should have upgraded, and they did not. So now we're going to talk about why, the impact that has, where that leaves the Steelers. I've got a theory on why they didn't do anything. I'm going to get to that fairly early on in the 6 o'clock hour. We have an excellent lineup of guests, some of my favorite people. I am going to veer off the Steelers' path a little bit. We'll talk some Penguins. We'll talk some Pirates. We'll talk some colleges, too. But it's going to be a Steelers-heavy show. And Ray Fittipaldo, my colleague at the Post-Gazette, will get us started at 7 o'clock. Bob Grove, Penguins historian, will be along at 8 o'clock. At 9, Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn will stop by. Your calls, as always, going to have a conversation starter here in just a few minutes. But Joel, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Doing well, Jason. Just a little disappointed of the Steelers' inactivity today, but otherwise doing all right. How you been?
Been all right. Had a good Halloween. I think we talked about this prior to the holiday. It is like my favorite holiday, if not my favorite. You know, it's right there with Christmas or something. I'm a big Halloween fan. And the Pirates, of course, made a move. On Halloween night, I tweeted a picture out making fun of myself. I was swearing at them, something terrible in my car, but that's beside the point. I had a good Halloween. You do anything unique?
I just hung out with my family pretty much that night.
Okay. You guys get trick-or-treaters? You did the whole...
A few of them, yeah.
Give out candy?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple of you, yeah.
Nice, man. Nice. Well, I had a good time. My wife had a good time. We're younger than we normally are in our old people lives, so that was fun. Kids had a great time. And heck of a football game. Heck of a football weekend, honestly. Watched Pitt-Stanford. Pitt is off this week. I'd like to get more into the Panthers. I think they're at a fascinating juncture in their season. I'm not going to get too bogged down with though a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour. I'll talk about it. I think it's an interesting question. Who's more surprising and also who's in better shape, Pitt or Penn State? We'll kind of debate that. There's some Penguin stuff going on. Like I mentioned, Bob Grove will be along at 8 o'clock, but a brutal loss last night for the Penguins in Toronto. looking like they were just going to cruise up 3-0. Ben Kindle gets a pair of goals. Penguins sitting pretty, and the bottom falls out against the Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll have to talk about that. And there was also some Penguins roster moves just before the show. We'll get into those. Sergei Mureshov coming up. Tristan Jarry on IR. That's a pretty big one. I think we could see a change in goal. The young man has been dominating in the American Hockey League. Excited to see him up here. I know I spent part of the pre-show time listening and transcribing and going through what Derek Shelton said in his introductory press conference in Minnesota. He said some things about the Pirates that I want to play for you, and we'll talk about it. But again, lead topic, dominant topic, the thing everybody's talking about right now, the Steelers' inactivity at the trade deadline. And it kind of dwarfed Mike Tomlin's comments today at his weekly press conference. You know, he said some interesting things, but we're going to talk about what they didn't do. And I don't understand why they didn't do it. Jakobi Meyers moves for a 4th and a 6th. I'm sorry, I'd make that trade 100 times out of 100. I would have sweetened the pot. If Jakobi Meyers is available for a 4th and a 6th, give him a 4th and a 5th. I do not care. I do not care. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I mean, I don't have a problem adding him to the practice squad, but if we're going to sit here and pretend like he's some sort of big-time pass-catching solution, I'm not going that far. I look at the AFC, and I see things wide open. I see an opportunity for the Steelers. I look at how they played defensively against the Colts, and honestly, I'm pretty encouraged by it. I don't know where that came from, but I liked it. And my theory that I mentioned earlier was that they got fooled by that performance against the Colts. That they're grabbing that and hanging on to it and thinking that they're that good. They're not. That's not to be a downer. That's not to be somebody who's overly negative, because frankly, I think the Steelers are in a pretty decent spot. I came away from that Colts game feeling encouraged. I feel like it's still there. If the defense can play like that, I think they have a real chance to be something special. But I think they had an opportunity to add to their team today, and they didn't. And not an opportunity to pay through the nose and do something stupid. I'm not advocating that. But I am advocating a deal in the range of a 4th and 6th, getting that done. I don't know about you, I'm kind of tired of hearing about the Steelers pursuing wide receiver 2 options and coming up empty-handed. This isn't the first time we've heard about something like this. They were in on Brandon Ayuk, and this isn't a pony joke. They were in on DeAndre Hopkins. They were in on Christian Kirk. At least some interest in Deebo Samuel. They've been out there, and we heard this today, that Omar Khan was, you know, doing his best effort and trying to land a wide receiver and doing their due diligence and all that cute stuff that you hear this time of year. They didn't land the guy. And now I'm left to look at DK Metcalf, who had 2 catches for 6 yards, and I'm not bagging on DK. What I'm bagging on is the totality of it, the group. I don't think they're good enough. Calvin Austin has shown flashes. I like some of what he did on Sunday against the Colts. Roman Wilson, 2 weeks ago, I thought made some strides. He made his, quote, boneheaded decision in terms of football protection late in the game Sunday. I thought Mike Tomlin's answer to that was kind of funny. But I'm still kind of dipping my toes in the water with Roman Wilson. I'm not pretending like there's a solution there. To a degree, I like how they've divvied things up with their tight ends. I'm not sure who's 1, 2, 3. Darnell Washington is a part of things. I don't think they've achieved liftoff with Jonnu Smith. I've said that. Pat Freiermuth is kind of in and out, but he's still there. But are they where they should be in terms of pass-catching options? And I don't think they are. I don't know how you let this deadline pass and don't address that. Pardon the double negative.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And it's not only that. Like, we barely knew who they were going to play on Sunday in the secondary. And thankfully for them, Jalen Ramsey took to free safety. He's going to remain there. That's something Mike Tomlin talked about. Thankfully for them, Kyle Duggar, I think, gave a varsity performance, to use one of Mike Tomlin's terms. And great, hats off to him. I like what Joey Porter did on Sunday. I thought he was good. I thought he was, you know, playing in a way that would honor his dad and his uncle, something he talked about after the game. Great. Brandon Ayuk now listed as a starter at the opposite cornerback spot. Great. That's what they should do. But beyond that, are we feeling good about their depth? Right now, the Steelers are 5-3. They still have 9 games left. They have a really hard 9 games. And it's not so much about they need this one person to deliver some sort of pop. I understand they've gotten by and the offense really hasn't been a problem. What if there's a significant injury? That's going to happen. It's going to happen. It could happen in the secondary. It could happen along the defensive line. It could happen to their wide receivers. And I don't know where they go for depth. Honestly, if you tell me wide receiver wasn't the position they needed to upgrade, I probably wouldn't disagree with you if your option was defensive line. If you said, like, okay, we have Keanu Benton, Cam Hayward, Derek Harmon, but who else? Daniel Okwale is out for the season. Isaiah Loudermilk is not available. They don't have much depth there. I thought this was the perfect opportunity to add somebody to that group, maybe for the cheap. And if you have an injury, you're at least set up to weather it. When you talk about defensive backs, I'd like to think that what we saw on Sunday would continue to hold true. I'm not going to the bank with that. To me, it's one game. It's one game, and it's a good game, and it proved some things, and I think they should be given credit for it. Absolutely. But do I think the rest of the season is fine, just the way things are, because they played well against the Colts? No, I don't. I actually think the Colts, it was somewhat a reversion to the mean. The Colts aren't anywhere near as good as 7-1 and dominating the AFC. They didn't play a lot of people. I think we saw that. Maybe I didn't give them enough credit for, well, I probably gave them too much credit, that's the way to put it, but they're not as good as we thought they were. Okay. I don't see the Broncos, I don't see the Patriots, I don't see the Chargers. talking 7-2, 7-2, and 6-3. I don't see those teams as legitimately better than the Steelers. I'm more concerned, frankly, with the Buffalo Bills at 6-2 and the Chiefs at 5-4, even the Ravens. I still think the most important parts of this season are yet to be played. And I thought the Steelers had an opportunity to upgrade at key spots and get ready for that, and they didn't. They swung and missed, and I'm not sure how much they swung at all. Again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm very much wrong. I hope that depth is not a concern. I mean, we saw last season them add Mike Williams and Preston Smith, and a big deal was made of it by myself and others, thinking that they did these really big things, and they turned out to be pretty meaningless moves. Those guys never really did much. Mike Williams, it became almost laughable. It was a Where's Waldo type of situation. But other teams, at least a few of them, went out and got better. The Colts and Jaguars chief among them. I know that the Bills didn't do anything. I know the Chiefs didn't do anything. I know a few AFC contenders just stood pat. That's great. Whatever works for them. We watch the Steelers, and we can see that some areas they're kind of getting by the skin of their teeth. And wide receiver was the most notable of those. And I'm really surprised slash disappointed that they didn't do anything to address it. So I've got a couple questions I want to roll out to you. The way we typically do these things, the first hour, it'll be a pretty hefty conversation back and forth. Share some thoughts. I like to give out a couple prompts and take your calls, 412-928-9370. A couple people already lining up. Thank you very much for doing that. We'll get to you in about 30 seconds. But a couple of the questions. Are you happy with the Steelers standing pat? What did you want to see them do, a player or position? Why do you think that they didn't do more? I don't have any great answers. I just know that I don't like it. And if I would sit here in front of a microphone and talk to you about why it's okay and why I feel like they're still in a good spot, I'd be lying to you. There was an opportunity to make their team better. They needed to do it, and they didn't. Let's all be wrong together. That'd be great. But as I sit here on November 4th and give my opinion on it, I don't love it. So we'll get to your calls in just 1 second. First, I want to tell you the fan text lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Jason Mackey here with you on a Tuesday night. The Fan Evening Show, Joel Nelson is producing. He would love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Johnny and Farrell is going to get us started off. How the Steelers can still win. What you got for me, Johnny?
Hey, Jason. You know, whether you do something, quote unquote, or nothing, you know, you're still doing something, right? The line between being prudent and being incompetent is a very thin one. So, okay, they didn't make a move. Oh, well, they got Valdez. All right. So it's almost like it's unfortunate, but it's fortunate. It's a wait-and-see game. And it's relative to see how Pittsburgh reacts, how the Steelers react internally to not making a move. What are they going to do with the players they got? You know, there are forces in nature. If you reach them, they work on their own. One is synergy and the other is resonance. This roster is not the issue. The personnel is not the issue. The issue is connecting the scheme and the tempo of the game around the personnel to reach that synergy and reach a level of resonance where the vibrations and energy is so much it just goes in perpetuity.
It sounds like you just took some mushrooms. You okay?
Well, no, I just look at everything.
You're talking about synergy and resonance?
Well, I look at things through the lens of logic and physics. And so logically, they didn't make a decision, which means they feel strong that what they got, they can move forward with.
I know, but that doesn't make them right.
Up for that?
It doesn't make them right.
Well, it doesn't make it wrong either if they approach it right. That's where my no huddle comes in. Look, dude, these rosters on these teams are not that great. It's within 5 years, there will be a college team that could beat a few of these pros teams. Trust me. Okay. They're not that good. The game, the gameplay, it can be beaten. There's cheat codes and the Steelers have it. And you saw it. It's called absolute physical 110% hustle play, hitting the crap out of people and not being scared to do it anymore. they took a leap off the edge. They took a leap of faith. And that leap of faith is I'm going to give up possibly my body to win a championship. And they're going to have to do that every week. And are they willing to do it? You know, I think they are. And I think today that was Tomlin being just subtle and just saying, okay, I'm telling you, man, the league has unleashed the sleeping giant. And they wanted it. Well, if you want some, come get some.
All right, Johnny, appreciate the call, man. Have a good night. We will see. We will see if the physics and the resonance and the synergy and all of that comes to be. I don't know if the Steelers made a statement. I think the statement they made is that they're not comfortable giving up too many picks in the 2026 draft and that they're still holding true to those assets. And I don't think that's altogether a bad statement to make. Like, I do understand where they're coming from. But, I mean, you're paying a pass rusher $40 million. You've got Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, all the same storylines that we have kicked around here ad nauseum over the past year. You need to win a playoff game. You need to be aggressive. You're saying this year matters. If this year matters, which again, it does with your actions, if you have a 41-year-old quarterback, again, not knocking Aaron Rodgers, he's actually been pretty good, but if I'm going to honor that and try to make moves that fall in line with that, that is to address positions of need when you have the opportunity to do so. And I don't understand why you wouldn't do that. You can look at it and say, yeah, we're good enough. And I understand that argument to a degree. I don't think, and maybe Johnny misheard me a little bit, like I don't think the guys playing right now, if you could put them in bubble wrap and ensure that nothing happens between now and the end of the season to them, I think that's a pretty competitive team. What I think the problem is not enough depth behind those guys. Like, I hate to say something like this because I'm certainly not wishing it's going to happen, and I'll knock on some wood for those watching on the YouTube stream. I just tapped on my head. What if something happens to DK Metcalf? How confident is anybody here that they're going to be good with Calvin Austin III, Roman Wilson, and Ben Skoranek? I'm not. Marquez Valdez-Scantling? Who goes from the practice squad to like wide receiver 1, 2, or maybe 3? I'd like to think there's something there again. But his career high is 42 catches. Career high, 687 yards. Career high, 6 touchdowns. Those are in different seasons, by the way. But we're talking about a player that is very, very generously a wide receiver 2/3. And he's right now on the practice squad. I'm not sure you can count on every other NFL team being wrong in the evaluation of this guy. All right, let's go to Jason in the car, wants to talk about the current Steelers. What's up, man?
Oh, man, I was hoping and praying I didn't have to be the caller after that guy, but I am.
You're not going to hit me with, like, physics or chemistry or biology or something, are you, man? I'm done.
Resonance, man, I'll tell you. But honestly, I think you're being a bit greedy and not realizing how many moves they've already made.
Okay.
And they just brought a couple more people in. I mean, you said they have a ton of depth everywhere. If you think about who's not even active right now, I mean, they brought in Peppers recently that there's people down on the practice squad that
I mean, Jason, how am I being greedy though? Like, what overabundance of success have they had recently?
Omar to keep shopping.
I do.
Omar to keep buying, all of a sudden.
I want Omar to address positions of need. I want Omar to address positions of need, and I don't feel like he did that.
They did.
Wow.
They brought in 10 free agents before the year.
I understand that.
They just added a couple more.
Do you think they have enough?
How many do you want?
So, well, I mean, I would prefer some additional depth at positions where they need it.
12-5 before the year, before the season started. I'm still going to be there. You know, I'm confident this year. So there's always a spot on the wagon, Jason. If you want to hop on, you can.
I'm a journalist. I'm not getting on any wagon, man.
All the way to where the Super Bowl ends at, buddy.
I drive my own wagon, sir. I'm not.
No, you do not. Not on this Steeler train, you don't.
Okay, not on the Steeler train.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right. There's a misconception of what journalists do for a living. I don't care if they win or lose, man. They win, I talk. They lose, I talk. When I was a columnist, they win, I write, they lose, I write. There's no train. I'm not a fan. I don't care. I'm paid to give my opinion, and I'm giving my opinion. You can disagree with my opinion. That's totally fine. That's why we're here. I thought there was an opportunity to make this team better at the trade deadline, and I think they should have done that. They didn't do that, and so I think there was an opportunity missed here. That's my opinion. If you disagree with me on it, that's absolutely fine. We can have a nice, respectful back and forth, and I will grant you your airtime, and we can talk about it. Jason feels like they're deep enough at certain positions. He feels like they're deep enough, I guess, at safety in the secondary. I think that would be number three for me in the secondary. Defensive line would be 1A, 1B, if I want to use a hockey term, with wide receiver. But I don't think they're deep enough. I wish they would have done more. That's not to say I'm discounting what they did this offseason. That's not to say I'm discounting how they played against the Colts or winning five of their first eight games or whatever. There's been a lot that has been positive. But I'm still allowed to feel that I wish they would have done more. All right, let's do one more call, then I have to get to a break. Chris in Mars wants to talk about the Steelers at the trade deadline. What's up, man?
Jason, do you think they're a Super Bowl contender?
I don't, no.
Or one piece away? And if that's not the case, then, you know, why are we going to trade assets for a two-wide receiver just to maybe be more competitive? And
because I think they could really help themselves by winning a playoff game and showing some progress. And they wouldn't have had to trade a ton of assets. We're talking about a fourth and a sixth-round pick.
I totally get that, but who are they helping? They're helping the fan base, who's just going to say, "Okay, great, you won one playoff game in 9 years." I think today
it's better than winning none, isn't it?
But I think today's inactivity was an indictment on the management of the team that said, "Look, we're not close, and we got to look in 26-27. I think that's why,
okay.
In my opinion.
Okay,
I just think that's why they're not doing anything.
I think you make a very good point, Chris. I think that's probably the most realistic option here. They're saying that our ceiling is only so high, and we need to keep perspective on what else we have coming down the pike. I get that.
Yeah, and again, I mean, 9 days ago we had Tomlin out the door, and Terrell Austin was gone, and all of a sudden they're a contender again. And you know, next week they might give up 47 points. You never know. And then we're back to where we were, and people are going to say, "Well, I'm glad we didn't trade anything away." It's such an odd team for the last 4 or 5 years. It's really weird.
So, Chris, I'm guessing, let me just get you out of here on this. You're happy with them standing pat. You were fine with how they handled the trade deadline.
I just don't think they're going to be competitive enough. Like, if the whole – I moved here 5 years ago. If the standard is the standard, they're not competitive enough to uphold the standard.
Yeah.
And chasing a second wide receiver or, an over-the-middle kind of guy, and they're just not competitive enough. And even though Rodgers has been good, I mean, the offense has still been somewhat pedestrian, and the defense last week gave them 24 points with field position. They really didn't move the ball very well. So I don't think they have the pieces at all.
Okay. Hey, man, I get you. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Have a good night. Yeah, I think Jason is – was that Jason? It showed up as Jason. What was the last name, Joel? No, that wasn't George. That's another one. I'm sorry. Chris, thank you. Thank you. Jason was still on my screen. It's all good. But anyway, no, I mean, I understand the point that the Steelers are kind of telling us how they feel about themselves. And it's taking a somewhat conservative approach with an eye for 2026, and you don't want to give up the draft capital that you have. I mean, we can infer that sort of stuff. I do wonder what Mike Tomlin was thinking or saying earlier today when he said, "I like shopping." I'm going to get into that next. That was interesting, and I also want to hear your calls on all of this, 412-928-9370. It's the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35. We're talking about the Steelers at the trade deadline. Were they right to stand pat and not do a lot? We're taking your calls, and we'll get into Mike Tomlin's little tease about liking shopping and then not actually going shopping next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.